Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Feed me.
The Ryback Show starts now.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Friday Live. I am the big guy Ryback. Hope everyone has had a great week as we come to a conclusion. I'm ready for some football going into the weekend, some playoff football, and doing a 24-hour fast as well. Possibly longer, actually, maybe longer into tomorrow. On that, doing a little early because I'm going to see if I can push it a little longer with all of that. The fasting's a little more difficult on the doing vegan because it's I've not been able to fast is nowhere near as long as I used to. But I can still go. Just I haven't hit 72 hours like I did previously before I went vegan. So that's not a bad thing either, because metabolism, I think, is significantly increased with that. We're streaming, guys, on TikTok, the big guy Ryback 22. Also, everybody on TikTok, if you could please go follow my Feed Me More Nutrition account. We are now on TikTok at Feed Me More Nutrition. Guys, if you could please give me a follow on there. We are up. We're running ads on TikTok as well. We've got the entire Feed Me More Nutrition store, I believe, or the majority of the store, on the TikTok Feed Me More Nutrition account on there. You can literally just click on what you want, and it takes you right to the site to check out with those items and everything on there. So that is really big for us to be able to be on that platform in that capacity and advertising on there as well. So please check that out. It greatly helps and supports everything that I'm doing and going with everything with the Ryback trademark and WWE and just growing that brand with price increases, which we'll talk about with everything going on in the world here. Also, Ryback Rules on Twitch, Ryback on Twitter, and Ryback TV here on YouTube. Super chats are always brought up. You're guaranteed to be answered on there when I see them, and I'll get your questions answered on there. We are on Station Head as well at Ryback. I do not believe they are going to be able to fix the issue on where you guys could hear the questions being asked on there. I need to find something that I could use. And the best thing may just be through here, StreamYard on that with the show and just doing video call-ins with the guest where you guys are able to ask the questions occasionally. But I do like Station Head and streaming on there. So I think I'm going to continue to stream on there because now it's just an extra platform to be on as well on there. And if I do take a question, I think if we do that, I'll just have to repeat the question. And but we've had some, it's been nothing. And this is just being honest, ever since they reached out to do the thing, it's just been one problem after another. It took them damn near a year to get the other issue fixed, to get the thing on the web browser. I'm not exactly thrilled with them anymore with any of this, because it just doesn't seem like it's going to work, because they can't connect to StreamYard with that. So then the sound can't be broadcast. You guys hear me through this broadcast on all the each individual Ryback TV, Twitch, and Twitter. You can't hear the conversation going on through the Station Head app, even though it's all connected through the same system. It doesn't, because it doesn't, they're not connected to StreamYard. StreamYard, Station Head, get those two confused. But anyways, the show will always continue to do the show, and I'll try to improve it. And it's here for you guys to answer your questions and to all learn and to grow and to stay hashtag hungry. As always, this show, this podcast is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No artificial sweeteners or colors, no harmful artificial sweeteners and colors. Vegan friendly for men and women, available on Feed Me More. .com. You can save 20% with this podcast, listening to this show, watching this show, discount code RYBACKSHOW20, RYBACKSHOW20, to save 20% on Feed Me More Nutrition on FeedMeMore.com. Greatly appreciate it. We have 1,200 people, I believe, in here off of TikTok. Right now, very cool. If all 1,200 of you could go follow the at Feed Me More Nutrition account on there, it will be greatly appreciated. The account is brand spanking new, and we are up and running. I've added just more stuff for me to have to do every single day in my busy life. And you can never have enough social media, right? But it's part of the business, part of the brand, and part of the mission. So, which gets me, which I'm getting, before we get to some of your questions, I will, somebody recently, I've often thought about this, because I don't, when people always go, they go, are you okay? I feel like when people ask, are you okay? They're looking for a negative answer more often than not, right? And it's really, and I've learned, like, with people that I've met in my life that come off with that, I just say everything's great or it's going to be great. And it's, neither is lying, because it's either it is great or I believe it is going to be great, even if like a day is not perfect or anything, because I believe, and here's where I think we make the mistake as humans, and I've learned, because the moment somebody goes, hey, Ryback, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, then what is that? And it's always like, you start talking about the things that are bad. You're only giving that more fuel and more energy. It's not helping anything. You're literally wasting your time talking about negativity, whether it's real or not. And you very well may have horrible problems. Say a loved one just died. Very, very possible, but it's not going to fix anything. Harping on it's not going to fix anything. So it's no, things are going to be great. You know, it hasn't been the best day. Things are going to be great, though. It's all part of the hungry mindset. And I wanted to pass that along, because I think that's really important, because a lot of people, not that saying everybody that asks there, you're okay. You know, people can say, well, I care about you and this and that. It's like, cool, great. There's just better ways. Or like, I'm more of just staying optimistic and positive and doing the work and moving forward, as bad as anything may be or whatever. But because the moment you sulk in that moment, become a victim and start talking about it, then they start talking about their problems. And then before you know it, you've had 3 hours. And I used to know people like this, and I cut them out of my life completely, because they were just negative dwellers on everything. No time for that. Not saying you're a bad person, but man, I'm moving forward. I want to talk about positive things. I don't want to talk about other people. I don't want to gossip about other people. I want to be moving forward. I want to be growing. I want to know how I can build towards my dreams and my goals and making my life better for me and my family and my friends and helping people and just doing things that are productive. All part of the hungry mindset. Cowboy, we've got a super chat here. Cowboy, good to see you, bud. Can you raise testosterone naturally without TRT? Yes, Cowboy. That is where I said again, that's the big guy testosterone booster, male performance formula, has actually been blood test proven time and time again to do just that. That also, there are things, and I don't have the exact science behind it, but there are people that go vegan and do the vegan diet properly, like how I'm doing, with a very diverse diet and including certain foods, and there's certain vitamins and minerals that you could take, which many of them we have in the Big Guy Testosterone Booster, with that naturally raise your testosterone levels. And what they do is they trigger your body to your luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone to produce more of those, which raises your total testosterone and your free testosterone in your body with that. And that's why we tell people, and I tell people every single time, get your blood work done on total testosterone, free testosterone, and estrogen before you take the Big Guy Testosterone Booster, and get tested after taking it for 3 or 4 months on the final, after you've been on it. You could test your final week, test week 10, but be on it for a period of time and then go get that same lab work done, and you will see. And we have people coming back, some people 150 points higher, some people 200. I've seen points as high as 300 points higher on it. It works. And it's not going to say it's going to raise everybody 300 points higher on your total testosterone, but it works. And also we have the libido boosting ingredients in it as well as the, also I got to be careful because on TikTok, the Buteus Superba, which is a natural V, natural C herb as well, which is very good for men. That's why once you know how well the product works, you'll see. It's no snake oil. I stand behind everything. I would never do that. And I believe in everything because I've actually seen it firsthand. So check it out. And if not, you could research. There are natural foods that you could consume. Now, if you have primary hypogonadism, that's a different set of circumstances, which then you are going to need to be on TRT. Jake, good to see you again, buddy. Hope everything is going well. Always love seeing you here on the Ryback Show. We've got another William. Good to see you. Another super chat here. The super chats, the coffee money is rolling in hot today. I've actually cut my caffeine even more before I enter the super chat. I've been making my coffee at home because the K-Cups with the Starbucks K-Cups, I believe, are around 130 milligrams of caffeine. And like the large, even the medium, but the large Starbucks Pike Place is anywhere from 310 to 330 milligrams. It's just too much because I also, when I consume, I wake up unlimited energy. And even if I don't take a full scoop of that, which I like to more often than not, it puts me too high. I'm really, really consciously trying to control my caffeine even more. And I've cut back on it so much from what I used to be. This was my regular coffee mixed with decaf that I made earlier with that, which has very minimal, I think 5 to 8 milligrams of caffeine in a decaf K cup, if I'm not mistaken with that. Because the research is, it could be, they say around 400 milligrams, but I've seen different things that say 400 to 500, but it also, you could go higher than that if you're very consistent with it, but not, you can't be too high. There's like a happy medium, but also it depends on your blood pressure. And I just go, you know what? I want to keep it around 400 to 500 milligrams. I don't want to go too much past that each and every day. And, because it's just Starbucks, it just is loaded with the caffeine, which isn't a bad thing. Our wake up unlimited energy is as well, but we always advise half a scoop for the people that love their caffeine, do the full scoop. But you do got to be conscious of the other caffeine sources that we have, which they don't list the caffeine on things as they should, which is really, really shady to me. It's more known than it used to be, but I believe like caffeine content and like, I just believe like the nutrient info, the nutrition facts and supplement facts, things, they need to be very transparent on this stuff so you know exactly what you're consuming. But a lot of stuff is built around not letting you know what you're consuming. All right, super chat. William Schaefer, good buddy, good to see you again. Ryback, love your positivity. In New York, healthcare workers will now need the booster shot or be fired. I am thinking of moving to Florida. Yeah, I've seen, luckily the other thing did not go through with them. As far as with the mandates with the workers, which never should have. It's crazy this is even a thing. And I actually just saw a video with DeSantis talking about this, saying hospitals are short-staffed because they have fired or people have left the nurses and the doctors that were unvaccinated, that actually that did have, they even had natural immunity, which I believe the NCAA is now allowing natural immunity, which is always should have been allowed, which is crazy, which is how you know everything our country and everything is doing is so fraudulent, because they've tried to dismiss that when it's never been dismissed ever before. So that was the first red flag, as well as not promoting health and fitness and supplementation and you know what I mean, with a proper diet, all these things that like actually will help make people healthy and survive. But they I saw, though, so they're making that mandatory now, right, for the workers. That they upheld that, which is absolutely absurd. And hospitals now are allowing people that are vaccinated but have COVID to go back to work, which we all know, even if you're vaccinated, because those things did not do anything that they said they were going to do initially, right? But people keep whatever, that you can still transmit the virus to other people. So if somebody goes into the hospital and they're sick and their nurse is taking care of them, and say that person's unvaccinated or vaccinated, say they're an 85-year-old and they're really susceptible, they're allowing nurses and doctors with COVID to go to work. But they're not allowing unvaccinated people that do not have COVID with natural immunity to go to work. Completely upside down what is going on in our world. We are literally living in idiocracy, and I don't know what else to tell you. Brother, I think you should move to Florida. Get out of there. And these places, that's the only way we take charge, is by taking control and hurting them. That's why I said, like, businesses, and I'm going to pull this off the screen, businesses that are like enforcing that, like you, like that, just the mandatory vaccinations, don't support them. That make them hit them where it counts. And that's why I got upset with the Raiders, because they took cash, by the way, they got paid for this. And to promote the deal and enforce every fan, literally saying you got to have it, the deal, to come to our games. But if you're unvaccinated and you could provide a negative COVID test, you're not allowed. You're not welcome at our games. That's why I hope that entire organization goes up in flames. I am done like with that. But people, Vegas is stupid. They go out and support them. I'm like, it's stupid. You shouldn't support a team that's promoting that. And I hope they're one and done in the playoffs and out. And nothing against the players, but they're just the organization. It's absolute trash. But I'm pulling for the Buccaneers, and if not the Buccaneers, the Packers. Nino, good to see you, buddy. Yeah, I have the new feeding time up with the Beyond Chicken video, and it was you're welcome for the recommendation. It was great. I actually want to get some of those and toss it in the homemade garlic parmesan vegan sauce and do some buffalo sauce, vegan buffalo sauce too, with the vegan ranch. Oh, I think those would be kick ass. So I'm probably going to do another video with those. I don't want to do it right away, but for maybe in a few weeks, I'll do another one. And with that, and because it was, I loved it. And I knew too, and I did the thing that they had was honey barbecue, but I wanted to do one of their sauces, and I didn't know what was in their KFC sauce. Honey is like, I know honey is not most, there are some vegans that do consume honey, but did I say it in the video? I don't know, but there's people, honey's not vegan, getting the lecture. I'm like, well, I understand that, but no animals actually were killed in the process of this, and it was the lesser of all the evils. So, but it's I absolutely enjoyed them. I loved them. I thought they were fantastic, and I just think they were way too expensive. But that's this stuff is gonna, it's gonna take, like I said, with the government doesn't subsidize the you know, with agricultural farming, factory farming, things of that nature, to keep meat and chicken and fish so cheap for people, which is why those places get that stuff so cheap with that. Because, by the way, they're invested in people being sick. That's why they're tied into the pharmaceutical business. And once you see what's going on, it's very easy just to go like, okay, we gotta be intelligent. We gotta learn. We have to really learn about health, and we have to go out of our way to be healthy and whatnot. I mean, look around. Take a look around. What do you see around every corner? Tobacco, you know, the nicotine and tobacco. cigarettes, you see the chewing tobacco everywhere, alcohol everywhere together. Even though I believe, like with stuff like alcohol, if you use it very limited, it balance, right? It's like anything. But like the other stuff is very addictive and habit forming. But all that stuff is very addictive to most people, unless they're really like, I don't know anybody that could be like, hey, they would have a cigarette once every other week. Like I've never met anybody that, you know, and even then that wouldn't be healthy with that, with what they know. But like, it usually packs a day with that stuff. And but look at like every fast food restaurant that's on every corner, pretty much, and convenient food in gas stations, which gas stations, they're literally just a shop for to unhealthiness for the most part. Now, can you? You can. There are some things in there you can get, but for the most part, it's the candy, the sugars, the fats, the drugs, and the alcohol, right? And that stuff's all around us everywhere. And you look around like, so when once you see it, you can't unsee it. You know, how many like salad bars do you see on every corner? Like, hey, come buy fresh fruits and vegetables and salads. And like those businesses would do very well, I believe, in this day and age now, but they're not on every corner, you know? And because that stuff too, but the point of all this is the government keeps everything dirt cheap for these places, for businesses that do sell that stuff to stay in business and to turn a profit. And in turn, return keeps people sick, which then makes them more powerful. You see what I'm saying? So that's where you got to wake up and just look at it. And it's not a conspiracy theory. That is a 100% fact with that. And that's why they don't push out this stuff daily on things people need to do to take control of their lives and to get hungry and to be healthy and to be happy. They don't want that. Congratulations on quitting smoking. That is no easy task. And I know from some, you know, I quit chewing tobacco many years ago, and it was one of the hardest things I ever did, but it was, I did it multiple times, but it was definitely that stuff was so addictive. Nino, thank you. I missed this. Hey, Ryback, love the Beyond Chicken KFC episode. Thank you very much, buddy. And I hope you're doing well. And I always appreciate all the love and support with Feed Me More Nutrition. Thank you very much. One of our great customers, too. As and always, and everybody, another update, just a reminder, if you could please follow my Feed Me More Nutrition account on TikTok. Guys, we are up and running. We are live. So every follower counts on there. And we're up advertising on there as well. And we've got the entire Feed Me More Nutrition store on TikTok, which is massive for me. TikTok's been my best platform. So even though it's not as good as it was, it's been my best platform by far. I've got a question. What were your thoughts on the Wardlow versus CM Punk match? So I saw only parts of it. And I'll tell you what I... And this is obviously just my opinion. And I think what they're doing with Wardlow is working. And we talked about it on here months ago. And I'm not even going to say what I said. If you remember watching the show, it was as if they listened to the what I talked about on there. And whether they did or didn't, I don't care. It's working with what they're doing with him on this, right? I don't believe he should have taken the pinfall. I believe you could have achieved everything that they did, which I thought was good, and I understand why they did it with continuing the story with him and MJF on the turn eventually, right? With that, also continuing the feud with Punk in that ongoing saga, right? I understand all that, but you have a guy on TV now doing the matches and getting over. He's getting over, and it took time to figure out with him. This is how he should have been booked from day one, in my opinion. It would have been far better if they would, but it's still working because people want, they're getting behind it. And he's wrestling how he should be wrestling, right? I believe they could have done everything they did with that and had MJF barking the orders at him and had Wardlow exit the ring and do the whole deal outside of the ring and get a 10 count and get disqualified. Get counted out. I apologize. And I believe that would have been better than taking a pinfall on a guy that you're making a monster on TV that does not need to take a pinfall to CM Punk. And that's not me. And I'm talking firsthand, and I know just like I, when I was red hot, did not need to be taking a pinfall to CM Punk, did nothing for me. It does nothing for anyone to taking a pinfall by him, by the way, in this day and age with him. And that's just my opinion. But it is what it is, right? A lot of things were good in that. I did not like him taking the pinfall. And I think he should have got counted out. And they could have achieved everything they did and have the confrontation with MJF. And they could have done that entire thing to get counted out on that. But I'm not there, and it's not. I'm just looking at it and from like everybody else. And but I enjoyed what I saw. I enjoyed what I saw. We're gonna go ahead and shell shock somebody that's we're not even gonna talk about that anymore. We're going to go ahead. Jorge, it was good to see you, buddy, but you've just been shell-shocked out of Rybackville. Yeah. And I'll tell you, in the pinfall, and I understand what they're doing, but here's where I'm telling you, politics come into play, and Punk is Punk. People don't understand. If that's a situation, I know what I now know now in being in the business, and like somebody should have been there to say, no, he's not taking a pinfall to Punk. And that's just my opinion on it. But everything is progressing. I think everything will continue to work. I just think you want things to work at the highest level possible on that. And I just don't think it. Here's the other thing. He just took how many power bombs? He should not have been moving at all. He shouldn't have had any life left in his body. He should have been stretchered out of there. It's in throwing away things to get a pinfall where he could have been dead in the ring with MJF barking orders on the apron, and Wardlow finally has enough after time and time again. And they go down to the floor and they have the thing, and he grabs his hand on the outside, and the whole time the ref is counting, and he gets counted out 10 count. Everything is achieved. And there's not a finish to the match, so nobody knows for sure if Punk would have been pinned or not. And that feud could be down the road, can progress at a later time, right? And then you keep Wardlow going, where eventually he does the turn. And because I don't even though Wardlow's been beat before, right? And that's the other thing why I said he should have done this from the start. If you're trying to maximize it, but they may have a reason why they did that that I'm not aware of, because I'm not there, right? And that's something we'll have to see how everything progresses and plays off down the road. I thought it worked, though. I thought it could have worked better not taking the pinfall. Thank you, Joseph. Big guy knows a thing or two about pro wrestling. Some people will tell you that I don't, but you know, if I didn't care to keep my sanity, I would be on a creative team somewhere. But I thoroughly enjoy being happy in life. What do you mean he doesn't want to take the pinfall? We would have him take it. Give him a low blow. It won't hurt anything. What else do we have going on? Thank you very much for the TikTok comment saying that Ryback is so wholesome. That's very appreciative of you. Very, very kind words. WWE is physical acting. And physical acting is very real. It's physical acting. And it's the hardest thing in the world, but it's physical acting. I've talked about this on Gary saying, what's going on with WWE? Are they for sale? PG destroyed WWE, turned back on every fan that made them their money. Well, they went public, and I don't think that company... Here's the reason why, and I've said this before. WWE never should have went public, because the moment... And I've heard people defend what Vince does, because he goes, well, he owes it to the shareholders to do that business uses human beings to make money. Any pro wrestling business, fighting business, or any business that uses human beings to make their money, where the talent should be their number one priority. The moment you turn to your company public, you could then do bad things which I believe was his cover because he always did bad things, and that gave him protection with everything, that you can now do bad things. And it's, well, he's just a businessman. He owes it to the shareholders to turn as big of a profit every quarter as humanly possible. So if he, you know, if he fires these people just to get rid of them, and you know, then it's just him being a good businessman. No, it's being a piece of trash. You should it should never have went public. And that's the conversation people don't want to have that defend him on that. And I've heard Pritchard say, and it's like, no, it's simply an excuse to be a horrible human being. And I'm not saying people get fired. That's part of life and business. I'm not talking about that. But we see what they do there. And there's nothing. Nothing is sacred there. Nothing. It doesn't. Tenure doesn't mean anything. And I'm telling you. I've seen it from top to bottom, and it is what it is. Not my business, not my company, but it shouldn't be a publicly traded company. Just as I believe, you know, with the everything going on with the pharmaceutical companies, I believe them being publicly traded companies is a conflict of interest, because then they're so concerned with turning profits at human beings' expense. What do I know? I'm just a big dumb pro wrestler. I'm dumb. I can't say it. I'm dumb as F. We're on TikTok. We can't cuss on TikTok. No, Joseph, if WWE contacted me to do the Royal Rumble, no. 100% no. No, nowhere near. No. I'm not doing anything until I get my shoulder exactly where I want it. I would never throw away. I don't think you guys understand how hard I've worked and everything I'm doing. I would never throw this away to go do a quick little one-off appearance to go get a pop with no direction or anything, and not in my shoulder, not where I want it. I'm coming back at my all-time best, and it'll be under my conditions when I'm ready to come back. And I've earned that, and I'm in a great place in my life with everything. And if not, who cares? I'm in a great place in my life. Yeah, I have a lot of good fan interactions. I love great fans. Yeah, I talk to Heath. We'll text every once in a while still. Heath is one of the guys I talk to a little more regularly. Talk to Stu, Wade Barrett. Let's see. No, I did not speak. I think whatever happened between Big Swole and Tony Khan is none of my business. I'm not there, and I have no. I've only saw her very briefly on the show year, and I feel like that was now years ago. And I don't. I have no. You know, I have no opinion on any of that. I don't know, and I don't. Quite frankly, I don't care. To be honest, it is, you know, not my business. Walter, thank you. Digging the Kingpin poster. No. So by the way, I moved everything forward here in the podcast studio because I'm debating also, because I got my office upstairs. I'm debating, and I have my laptop down here that I'll use to do a little work. I'm debating. I've got room over there to put another computer desk, and I'm thinking about putting another office little desk down here. You got to understand, I got Sophie. Anytime I need to go upstairs, I don't go upstairs for too long because unless I carry Sophie up with me, which I do multiple times a day when I have to, like, come down, we get up early in the morning, I carry Sophie downstairs. When I go get shower and get ready, I carry Sophie upstairs. And then, like, I'll have to run up and down the stairs multiple times through the day to go to my office. And if I go up there to work, I got to carry her up there with me. And if I don't feel like going in there, I'll come in here and work with her and she'll come in here. And then I carry her up to go to bed at night. Like, it's just, so I'm thinking of just putting another office little thing down here on the side. I've got room, and I moved my entire podcast table and everything up against the wall. And I have all the lighting and everything still here because I'm not recording the show like I used to record it. So I don't need the whole room to record. I just need the computer right here as it is with that. So the view now is a little different because I'm more forward in the podcast room downstairs here at studio. So I forgot to mention that I was going to bring, thank you for bringing that up, Walter. And I didn't talk about it. I do love Indian food. Yeah, I think Indian food is fantastic. I did a feeding time at one of the Indian restaurants. I actually got to go back. They have a pretty diverse vegan menu also. And I can't remember the name of the place off the top of my head, but it's on, I think if you just Ryback feeding time Indian food, it will pop up on YouTube. It should. Anthony, I have no idea who the most famous wrestling fan is. I thought you meant like, I was concerned, maybe I guess you're talking, Shaq, what's the other guy's name? Jason, I've got a picture with him in New York after WrestleMania. Michael Strahan, sorry. And got a photo with him. Him and his family were backstage in WrestleMania in New York. And great guy. I've met all the celebrity people they've had. Arnold, had a conversation with Arnold that was interrupted by Justin Roberts that I've talked about before. So I would guess those, if you count them fans, if you're just talking about like regular everyday, I don't know how you would, you know, I don't know what fan has like the most like TikTok followers that I've ever met. I've never, never thought to ask that. I don't, Braun Strowman is actually, Adam is going to be in Vegas here in the next week. And he messaged and was going to see if he wanted to get together. So we'll have to see here with our schedules, but there may be a vegan feeding time. I'll get the see if I can get Big Braun to do a vegan feeding time with me. I think that would be a fun feeding time episode. And I'm not going to tell him till I see him. I'm just going to, hey, you want to go get food? And then like, I'll just tell him like, yeah, oh, it's vegan too. But I'll take him somewhere good, probably Modern Vegan, so that he can get one of those burgers and blow his balls off, because he'll be shocked at how good it is. Thank you, Adam, very much for the kind words. Thank you. I have been to a UFC pay-per-view many years ago before I was literally in my 20s. I was before I signed with WWE. Actually, the day that I got notified, I quit my job at Monte Carlo when I was notified that I was picked for Tough Enough. I hadn't even made it. I just got picked to go for the audition. And was it picked for the audition? Yeah, I got picked for the audition. No, this was after I got signed by WWE, I believe. Because I think for the audition, I still kept my job, if I'm not mistaken. And it wasn't until after. I can't remember exactly. But I quit because I think it was after I got signed by WWE to a developmental contract. I quit my job and went in and gave them like the notice. And they said, they actually, when I went into work, they go, you know, you don't, if you want to go ahead and we'll be okay. And they let me stop early. And the UFC had an event at the MGM. This was before things were crazy. I literally just walked over and bought a ticket and went and watched the UFC fights from the Monte Carlo. And it was when a guy powerbombed another guy. It was a crazy night. It was, but I was like 20. I had to have been 22 years old, 22 or just turned 23, right around that. What else do we have going on? Gary with a great question here. Do you think lightweight with high reps will still stimulate muscle growth, or do you prefer heavy weights, low reps? I prefer both. And in both, everything works and nothing works. But so a lot of this will depend on, obviously, your goals as well. I do believe I'm very, very I favor the 4 to 6 rep range. And the reason why I favor the 4 to 6 rep range is that has always given me my best results. And I favor that in combination with some sets of higher reps and in some in between. like in anywhere from 12 to 15 reps, 8 to 10 reps, and 4 to 6 reps on that. Now, obviously, if you're training for powerlifting or different things, you're going to have singles in there, you're going to have doubles, you're going to have triples. But for strength and muscle growth, it has been shown, and I've seen it firsthand, that 4 to 6 rep range really, really, really is a really cool number. And that's 4 to 6 on to failure, where absolute failure, and it's very easy to achieve in that rep range, whereas failure is much harder to achieve the higher you go, right? It's harder to pinpoint that. And the 4 to 6 rep range is where I believe you could really develop optimal strength and muscle size with that. But I also do use a combination, because for wrestling, I want endurance as well. You know, you're not going to have, if somebody's training just heavy all the time, they're not going to have the muscular endurance of somebody else. Now, there's natural differences in genetics with people but just by nature, if you're training higher reps, right, with that, those higher reps, your muscles are conditioned to doing those. So that's where I try to use a combination for me, because wrestling, I want to be strong, but I don't necessarily have to be it my strongest all the time, but I do need great endurance all the time, right? So that's why I put such a high priority on conditioning, but also too, I mix in some of those higher reps for all my body, and I do different upper body conditioning and things as well. And I do believe you could build a tremendous amount of muscle on a higher rep range. The key to that is finding that failure, right? Where's that number at failure wise for you? And that's what you gotta, it's harder to pinpoint that, which is why it could be harder to grow sometimes. But if you got the calories there and everything else is lined up, you could still put on a tremendous amount of muscle doing that if you're feeding your body the nutrients and the calories that it needs. Great question. Thank you very much, Banter, talking about you. You've seen all the new advertising we're doing and could tell you're really going after it. Love your consistency. Thank you. I tell you, this has been the most rewarding thing of my life and the most challenging. This is I'm at such a key point in my life and have been since I left WWE and getting the health back, but of setting myself up for everything else I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. And this, the stuff that I've had to go through and do, and not, this isn't like not feeling sorry for myself or anything with any of this, but the WWE stuff has been a huge burden on my life that I don't like. I want it and I say that from what they've done to my social media, and nobody, and I know there's the people out there that are going to understand and believe me. And I understand there's going to be a portion of people that go, that guy's so full of himself. They're not doing anything to him. No one cares about him. And I just go, okay, fine. You could believe that. I know firsthand what is going on. And I've provided the proof of the paperwork. And I know from the legal stuff going on, right? Which there's a lot of cool things going on with all this, which I anticipate it being over very soon with that. And I can't say any more than that really on it with that. But to be limited on my advertising and have stuff happen on different platforms and have my organic reach killed on a lot of things. And, you know, I've talked about Pinterest. You know, we were making between, and this is just, I give you guys, I was making, and we were getting between $10,000 to $15,000 in sales on Pinterest after I'd hired somebody to help me with that account. And this was at its peak. And it took time to get to this, by the way. They shut that down overnight. I don't make any money from Pinterest anymore. I still do. We still post on there. We still do stuff. But so this has happened on every platform that I've done. And my reach has been, even though my numbers grow, my numbers don't grow because notifications don't go out to everybody. So I've been challenged like no other on keeping myself alive to in people's eyes. And this is why I've had to hustle the way, but this is the silver lining in all of this. And where I can really, I'm proud is, it allowed me to create a work ethic that will allow me to be successful for the rest of my life, because it's only going to get easier. And it has gotten easier in different areas, but I've had to learn and grow and keep going and work. And okay, that happened there. I have no control over that. They don't want to talk to me. They don't want to help fix the issue. Where else can I go? What else can I do advertising? You know, I'm learning numbers too, more than ever. You know, customer acquisition cost. Every business owner, we should know that number. I know that it costs me, I believe, $36 in change to acquire one customer. With that, the lifetime value of each customer is $145. Those are things I had to learn on that to help me with my advertising. And that helps me, okay, how aggressive can I be on my marketing? You know, can we lower our return on ad spend? You know, rather than wanting it high at 5 or 6x, maybe we go more aggressive. We drop it down to a 2x, where I'm maybe spending more money, but I'm acquiring more customers long term. And we have a very high returning customer rate that comes back to time and time again to buy Feed Me More Nutrition. So I've had to like learn this kind of stuff. And this is why a lot of people, like people I know, they're like, what do you do like with business? Like, this is stuff you just can't explain. Like when I'm sitting down and looking at reports and looking at numbers on my advertising, I go, look, I want to be spending, you know, I've spent six figures in advertising every year. And like, it's like not every year, but in the recent years with this. And I want to spend more and more. Right? Because the more I spend, the more I make overall. And we survived COVID and it was not easy. There's been a lot of challenges in all of this. And I've seen that, I've talked about this too. My prices have gone up because of everything going on in the world. Raw materials. And I just talked to the owner of my manufacturing company and I have a great relationship with them and they're so good to me. And because I'm putting off the Pumplex City blueberry, it's on hold. You want to know why it's on hold? It's gone up over $7 a bottle. $7 since I just last ordered with that. Creatine has doubled in price. Like, I don't know what, like, not every ingredient has gone up, but a lot of ingredients have gone up because China, there's a lot of stuff going on over there in different countries where they would source the raw materials and that they're cutting. There's something going on in the world that is very scary to me that I've talked to him. I go, do you think it's going to improve anytime soon? He goes, I think it's going to get worse, and then it eventually will get better. He goes, but I foresee it getting worse before it gets better. That's not what you want to hear as a business owner, because my shipping costs have gone up, right? Shipping costs are double on a lot of things. When I ship, you know, I put an order in for, hey, we got a new, you know, Wake Up Unlimited Energy batch going out. Shipping costs for that, you know, might have been, you know, $400 or $500 before. Now it's $1,000. That stuff adds up. And because everybody, it costs gets, you know, just gets passed along, which is why we had to raise our prices a bit with everything. Because otherwise it's like, and I've been doing discounts for people to help people so that they could afford the supplements more. But like I my margins would get killed doing that with that. Yeah. So it's challenging. Those are the things as a business owner and that you got to be aware of that people, you know, I think, you know, somebody just say, go, hey, you're not posting as much on social media. I go, hey, one, I'm shadow banning. Hey, I'm posting a lot on social media still. I just sometimes am very busy, hours a day doing my shoulder and like on top of all this other stuff, like chill the F out. But it's all been great and I'm thankful. And it makes me happy. Let me throw a shell shock here to the Iron Sheik. Iron Sheik has just been shell-shocked out of Rybackville. I apologize. Man, I just wish there were more good people in the world. Like, I feel like it takes a real scumbag to like want to just come spam a show that's meant to talking to people and talking to the fans and just like all try to get better. Like, come on. Like that is not, and I talk about wrestling, but this isn't wrestling with it. Like, you're literally doing no good for anybody when you act like that, man. You're literally bringing bad karma to yourself. Thank you, Brandon, on our fulfillment time. I will say our fulfillment, they do have a quick turnaround, but there have been times and we have the customer service and I think orders take longer to the West Coast. I think anyone not living in California or Vegas get their orders very quickly. And I know that because I order myself. My orders usually take about a week because it's just a West Coast thing and for with everything. And they used to not, But after COVID, things slowed down on that end. But our shipping, people get their orders. My buddy in Florida messaged me. He goes, bro, he goes, I got my order. He goes, 2 days after I put the order in. And I go, yeah. And I go, they're pretty good, man. Not perfect. I mean, things go on, you know, but trying to learn business, you know, and just there's a lot of different things. The black lung pop. There's a lot of things that go on when you have your own business. And I used to do all this all by myself out of my house and had my warehouse here. And I'd go get the supplements and I'd do the customer service as much as I could and try to do my social media. I'd have to do all the orders. And then I used to take them to USPS. And then I found out I could just put an order in and USPS would pick them up on my doorstep. And I tell you, like, this is, I've done this from the bottom up. So, and it's, I'm very passionate about it. And life is, and it's crazy to be sitting here where we are now and have the health back for the most part and have everything where it's at. And it'll be cool to go back to wrestling and do everything I'm doing. And I want to do a lot of motivational speaking eventually and be able to help people find what they're passionate about and teach them the hungry mindset, hashtag hungry mindset. That has helped me overcome a lot of obstacles in my life. How often do I eat beans per day? I have 1 to 2 servings of pinto and black beans per day. Sometimes if I do the chipotle sofrita or plant-based chorizo, I always have to say the words as a Mexican man, even though I'm not Mexican. Chorizo or sofritas. Those have beans in it as well. If I do those after a big workout a couple times a week. But usually a couple servings a day. Pumplex City is our non-stim pre-workout. Wake Up Unlimited Energy TikTok is our pre-workout with caffeine, yohimbine, Asian ginseng, citrulline, and 2 different arginines as well with that. But if you're sensitive to caffeine or stimulants, I would do the Pumplex City. It's kick-ass. And the Pumplex City has 6 grams of citrulline per serving as well as Vanadil, which is very good for pump as well. Stack with our 10-count creatine has Glycer Pump in it, which also promotes a better pump. That's why I take 10-count creatine and Pumplex City before every workout. Gary, great question. Ever thought of owning your own gym if you don't already? I have my gym here at my house, which obviously isn't like a public gym. But I call it Feed Me More Fitness because that's going to be that I do. It's on my goal board, my life goal board is I want to feed me more fitness. And what I want it to do, you know, like that Redcon company has their Redcon gym. I want it to be my Feed Me More Nutrition gym where it is where people, and I want it here in Vegas. And it is one of my big goals too, as well as a few other things. But that's going to be when things are very big, very big. And when like where I could afford to like take a huge chance on a gym. Right. Because gyms typically there's a lot that goes into being profitable having a gym. So that's when like, hey, I just blew $10 million. Oh, well, I can because I want my own gym with my logo on it for people to come in to stroke my ego. That's not why, though. I want it, though, for the Feed Me More and nutrition athletes will have and to have a big, huge, badass public gym in my vision of what I want in a gym. Jeez, Creed, get out of here. Public gym is unsafe in this pandemic. And it looks like we're going to be off of Twitch. I apologize, guys. The spammer is back on Twitch. Thank you, RH Media. I'm a big fan of the Kingpin movie. It makes me feel good anytime it comes on. I love Kingpin. I love that movie. I love the story in it. It is just a fantastic, fantastic movie. Echo Revolution has returned on Twitch, and we're going to have to shell shock him at some point. He's clever. He changed his name and then so that we can't ban him. But what I'm going to do is I'll probably end up getting somebody to mod over there so we could catch him and get rid of him, and so that we could stream the whole show over there. Real piece of trash. Good question. How long did it take the meat cravings to go away since you became fully vegan? Some of the vegan alternatives you tried on your channel, Gardein, are good, but it's just not quite as good as chicken fingers. I think if you like the Gardein, but you got to do like the ultimate Gardein ultimate chicken, and then the Beyond chicken, the Beyond Meat chicken is all chicken fingers are very good as well. Those and the Gardein ultimate chicken fingers, I think, are those ultimate ones are very hearty. But like, there's restaurants here. Now I can't remember the name. I'm fasting as well today. Garden Grill, I apologize. Their chicken fingers are the best that I've ever had, and they're so good. But again, I think it takes time if you are used to the meat and the texture of it, right? With that, they've gotten way better at their texture with these things. That's why I thought the KFC texture, I thought, was very, very, very good. With those, they're Beyond Fried Chicken Nuggets. With that, I just think, here's the thing with the animals, like, I love the taste of meat. I love the taste of chicken. I loved all that stuff, right? This is why it's important to look into and to see what's going on with factory farming and make a connection with food that you understand that and you respect all life. And you understand, and that, like, and there's, it's a combination. I think you really have to understand that part of it, where it makes it, because once I understood that, it made it a lot easier. Where I go, you know what, I don't want to contribute to that anymore in my life, and I know it's so much better for me not to eat that stuff from a physical standpoint. It is, and I know this firsthand. So I've had that confirmation. I've had that blood work I've seen. I've seen my endurance improve. I've seen my blood flow improve. I've seen my body improve. And I just go, I don't want to go to that anymore with that. Now, once it's like I said, the stem cell lab grown, maybe I'll treat myself occasionally to it because I do like the taste, but it's a seasoning more than anything. But again, I understand we're used to the texture and the consistency, right, of that stuff. But I think you got to make that connection with our food to the animals, and it makes it a lot easier, in my opinion, on that. But I don't have like the cravings, like, and I tell you, like, if I crave, I used to eat chicken wings. I love chicken wings, right? I love buffalo sauce, and I love garlic parmesan sauce. I just learned to make the garlic parmesan sauce vegan, and the buffalo sauce that you could buy that vegan. There's different sauces that aren't just regular, that are already vegan, and then you put it on certain things when you're like, hey, I'm getting this craving for chicken wings. I'm going to get the Gardein ultimate fingers and put some garlic parmesan and vegan ranch, and I'll be happy. And I am. And it goes, it satisfies that urge. Jesus, how much coffee can I drink in a day? From the studies and everything I've seen, they say 400 milligrams of caffeine, most people can consume and be healthy. I believe that number can go either way for an individual, depending on their body size, their activity level, and their tolerance to stimulants and caffeine, as well as knowing your blood pressure. And there's a lot of factors. You know, I think that my blood pressure has been very low consuming higher upper ends of caffeine but I think it could be even better keeping it 400 milligrams a day. 500 trying to be, that's why I'm trying to stay under 500 now on the majority of my days with that. But I do believe they, from everything I've seen, around 400 milligrams. So then you just got to know the sources of the what you're drinking. Look it up online. If you do a McDonald's coffee, look at the size and find the caffeine content online. If you do a K-Cup, do a Google search for it online, get that caffeine content, and then you could track. And that's a big thing. Life is about trying. Hashtag hungry. You got to try. You got it. Okay. 400 milligrams. What can I do to stay in that 400 milligrams now? Again, everybody, please give a follow to the Feed Me More Nutrition account on TikTok. If everybody on TikTok could follow at Feed Me More Nutrition, it is our new account for the supplement brand on there, going strong. Yeah, I honestly don't know where the trolls come from. I wish the notification would go out to all good people, but unfortunately, it is what it is. And I've debated. I like my Twitch account, but it's ever since WWE partnered with them, that account tanked rapidly over there. And I stream every show on there. It's seen by like 50 or 60 people, which is crazy, but. Fa dieting, I'll see if I could add you as a mod on there. I just need somebody so when these people try to do that on there, because StreamYard does not let me block them on this, which I don't know why. And it's frustrating because it would allow me to keep the show running smoothly. Like when somebody on YouTube's doing it, they can get them in and out really quick. But or I wish there was a way to keep commenting off. Maybe I'll have to look and see if that's an option on Twitch as well. Let's see here. Do we have one question we'll do on TikTok before we wrap up today's show? Thank you, saying I'm one of your favorite wrestlers. Love the energy I brought to wrestling. Thank you very much, TikTok. Got to meet you in Huntington, West Virginia. Thank you very much. I hope you're doing well. Is a big guy hungry? The big guy's always hungry. The big guy's also fasting right now. I'm deep into a fast. Paul, do you think you will be in the Royal Rumble by the year 3000? Probably, yes. Yeah. 500 stem cell procedures. 100 and, geez, what would I be? 119? That point, the world's most jacked old man vegan running wild. What do I prefer from the Hooters menu? I've heard that they have vegan wings there at some locations. I've not been able to find it. I need to find it and try them out. I actually got to look. Maybe in Vegas they have them. I forgot all about it because I know when I was in Texas, no Texas restaurants had them. But I'd heard online that you can get them at some places. D. Jones, this is the type of stuff I love to hear right here. Been on Shell Shock Extreme Fat Burner for a month, changing my diet and taking it. I'm down 25 pounds. Congratulations, D. Jones, 29, my man. That's the deal. You do the work, the supplements will work for you. That's the key. That's why I preach the hungry mindset, and I'm in the self-empowerment business. I'm not just in the supplement business. It's a package deal, and you do the work, and the supplements will work for you, I promise. Congratulations, man. But anyways, guys, with today, I gotta get some more work done here, boring business stuff. Again, check out my Feed Me More Nutrition account on TikTok. Please give me a follow. We're trying to grow that account on there. All orders for the month of January, you get a free pair of lifting straps with your orders. on the website. They are the padded lifting straps, so check those out, guys. Please, on that, Feed Me More Nutrition, available on feedmemore.com. Save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20, RYBACKSHOW20, feedmemore.com. Have a great evening. Enjoy the weekend of football. We'll try to get on here one more time on the weekend here for you guys if we can. Maybe twice if I'm feeling froggy for this weekend with everything. But until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.